The weekend's incident follows a Metro North Railroad crash in Connecticut in May that injured more than 70 people and an accident less than 2 weeks later that killed a track foreman. Passenger rail continues to be a topic of discussion in the Berkshires, as does rail safety. Since November 2012, there have been three derailments along a stretch of track from Pittsfield South to the border of Connecticut. All of the trains were carrying freight and derailed on the line owned by the Housatonic Railroad Company. In July, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick rode into Pittsfield on a freight train along the company's line, which has been tapped to provide passenger rail service from the region through Connecticut to New York City. Cleek Coos is the Transportation Program Manager for the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission.
What currently is in place right now is satisfactory for moving freight trains at a relatively slow speed. The track that is in place goes back to, I believe, the 1940s, so it's significantly up in age. But, you know, with the past problems that have been experienced, it's, you know, due to track failure, and clearly, you know, you don't want to establish a service that is going to have hazards.
Karen Christensen is the founder of the Berkshire Train Campaign, a group advocating for bringing passenger rail to the region. Do you think it'll halt any progress, though?
I don't think so. In some ways, I think it may spur politicians to take, because they'll be thinking about train service and what kind of train service we should have, and about train safety.
The Berkshire Regional Planning Commission is conducting a study to determine where train stations should be sited along the proposed line. Coos says the study should be completed by the summer or fall of 2014.
Major hurdle is, you know, financing and the lack thereof. Within the Massachusetts segment of this corridor, you know, we're looking at excess of $100 million. And there's, you know, a segment from the Massachusetts border south that is also in need of upgrades, and Housatonic Rail is working with the state of Connecticut to appropriate funds.
Coos anticipates a 2-year construction period to complete the work needed to establish passenger rail. In July, Massachusetts lawmakers passed a $500 million transportation bill, and Patrick has said establishing passenger rail in the Berkshires remains a priority entering his final year in office. Patrick is not seeking re-election in 2014. This past May, 4th Berkshire District Democratic State Representative Smitty Pignatelli spoke with WAMC News. His district includes the Housatonic Railroad Company line where the freight accidents occurred.
The state's been talking about north-south passenger rail link, which I think conceptually is a wonderful idea, but also we need to recognize the true cost of improving the rail, not only the condition in the Berkshires, but the topography. Can it be a legitimate north-south passenger rail link when you're going to be required to travel 45 to 50, 55 miles per hour?
The Housatonic Railroad Company commissioned a study in 2011 conducted by Williams College economist Stephen Shepard. The study estimated that restoring passenger rail would amount to a $343 million increase in sold goods and services in Berkshire County over a 10-year period. A 2011 report by the U.S. Department of Transportation cited nearly 12,000 passenger car fatalities compared to less than 250 deaths resulting from passenger rail service. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.